Verehrte Fahrgäste, willkommen in Salzburg Hauptbahnhof. Ihre nächsten Reisemöglichkeiten.
The kind of life we live here in Shuda is like nightmare. It's not easy. Many times we don't sleep here. Refugees, they are angry. They fight within each other. Sometimes they are angry because no good place to sleep. They are sleeping in the tent in the front of the sea. And the first time when I came new, I spent 3 days here. Rain fall one night. It was like 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Rainfall, people got angry, shouting. A lot of people come up. They burned the office of the office where the people taking care of the refugees are staying. They put it on fire because rain was falling with heavy wind. A lot of people, a lot of family, the wind was taking their tent away. So they don't have nothing, and rain was beating them. So they grew. I feel we are angry. That's why they did that. In the morning, people they came. People that are working in the office, they came. They saw everything. Them also, they know that where we are was staying is not good enough. They know the reason that made the people to do that, because them sleeping in their home, they know how horrible it was that night. So they didn't do nothing. They pack everything. Everything is okay. So then they started making plan to make another little bit solid tent for people. Because the old tent was like nylon. You understand? So if you look over there, you can see the kind of tent. I mean, not this type they make here now. So after that, they started making this one you are seeing here. So at the end of the day, they make this new tent. Everything was calm. People doesn't have problem, but when their life is frustrated, so they have to react. You understand? But really, no problem. But when the condition, get into your brain, you have to react as a human being. Sometimes you will think, it's better I die than being alive, seeing myself treating like this, something like that. So after that, everything was calm, everything was okay, because people have little bit protection, place to sleep, because they make it little bit okay. On 15th of November, this month, before the day, people working in office here, they are announcing to everybody, please don't go out to the city on 15th of November, that fascists, they are holding a meeting in the city. They are kind of racist. They don't like refugees, this and that. So it's like everybody knows about the meeting before the 15th. Golden Dawn, yeah. So they really announce it to sound it very clear to the refugees so that they don't go out to the city, so that they don't get hurt. So, and everybody really listening, because nobody want to get injured. Nobody want to lose his life, something like that. So everybody was inside the camp. Because of that day also, the people bringing food, they really bring food early. They make sure that everybody is okay. So every place was calm until in the night, like 11:30 in the night. People have already finished eating. People's gone to their tent to sleep. Only few people are still outside, because some of them are making calling their family, some of them are on internet. So few people are outside. It's already a little bit late in the night, 11:30 in the night. Exactly, they came. Even me, I was inside sleeping. So I was hearing boom, boom. The thing is sounding like bomb. So everybody was like, what is going on? And they are shouting. They are making that, they are shouting. So a lot of people came out. They was coming, they were making noise, throwing the bomb. Then people came out. We came out to meet a lot of them. There are more than 50 people. They covered themselves with helmets. They are well prepared. They covered themselves with helmet, covered their face. Some of them have stick in their hand. They have stone. They are stoning people, throwing stone inside the camp.
something like bomb they throw. So we came out, we saw, so everybody stood together to not to let them to come inside the camp because of the women and children inside the camp also. But before then, we didn't know that they divide themselves already because people never know that such a thing is going to happen. Nobody go out, nobody look for any person trouble. Everybody was calm because nobody also want trouble. The one we are having is already enough for us. Bathing with cold water, we don't have hot water in by this time of the cold time. We don't have. We are bathing with cold water, not a good water to drink here. You know, so we have a lot of stress already. So, without knowing that they have already divided themselves, some of them in the other side of the wall, we are like we are staying in the middle of the two edges of world. So some people are in the other side throwing stone, throwing fire
from the old castle.
Yeah, up there. So they are throwing down. Also, after if you look for the picture, ask some volunteer, they can give you the picture they took on that day. Big rock, they throw it, they send it from up to the people's tent where they are sleeping. And you know, when you didn't prepare for nothing, when you relax yourself, you didn't, it's like accident. People come to attack you just like that. A lot of them, big rock. This is they really want to kill people, but maybe God is on people's side. You know, they couldn't be able to succeed. They wanted to come inside the camp, but people didn't stop them. Then they went back. They stood outside in the front of that filling station. They was throwing stone. Most of the cars, you see that the glass broke. It was them that broke it because they was throwing stones. So people, the citizens that parked their car on the roadside, they broke their glasses. But at the end of the day, Greek, they say that it's refugees. But really, it's not refugees. So they was throwing stones. White people stand to stop them, not to come in. So some of group, they came from the back also. They put fire on the big tent. They come, they divide themselves already. You know, it's like when, like a war, they prepare for the war while people they are going to attack didn't know that war is coming. It's like that. You understand? So they came, they already planned themselves, but people they are coming to attack never prepare for no any war. So before we know, we see fire. While people was trying to stop this, people to stop them not to come inside. The other group came from the back. They put fire on the big tent. People are staying. People clothes, everything burned up because people in the tent came out also. Nobody knew that they have grouped themselves like that. They make it. They came here from here. People, everybody come out to not to allow them to come, not knowing that some group are on the other side. So they came from that side and put the fire on the big tent. It burned people, everything. People had their clothes, their shoes, nothing left. It's only one man that was injured from the tent. So, but others, nobody injured. They just burned the tent because the noise was too much. Everybody was awake. They are throwing those firebombs. Boom, boom, boom. So, why are you sleeping? You cannot sleep. So, everybody was, like, awake. So, at the end of the day, they burned the tent. Police came. But this started, police came when it's, like, after 2 to 3, police came. So when police, we never know police is around where all this thing was going on from 11:30 to up to 2 hours, and no, I would never know that police is around. So, but when we was standing in the front, then we see that they put fire there. Some people group themselves also to stand that side, not to allow them to enter. They are throwing stone from both sides of the world because they group themselves really very well. They group themselves in 4 places. One front, one back, one group front, one group back, one group sideways. This one, this side, this one, this side.
One side is the castle and the other side is the houses.
Yeah, the houses. Greek. Where the Greek people are living. Still, they are throwing from there. Like, if you like, after I go and point to you, you will see place the stone they use is still there.
Okay.
Police came. So people, everybody saw that, police is there. Everybody was happy that, police is there for safety. Everybody was happy. Everybody was calm, everybody went inside his tent and stayed, since police is there. Because we see police, they approach with their defend this thing. So everybody went inside. So police came, they stood at the front of this gate. Little bit time, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, they went back. After like some 10 minutes again, they came. They come back again, they stood there. They did this 3 times. Two times, the third one, they came inside the camp. They begin to arrest people. Yeah, they begin to beat people. You go. You want to fight? I don't know. You want to fight now? You are crying because some people are crying, and men and ladies, they are beating them. They don't care who you are. Even 3 volunteers, they arrested 3 volunteers also. This volunteer was crying, please, we are volunteers. We are not fighting. We can't even fight. This, the other one was shouting, I come from Spain. They tell him, go. You are crying now. You want to fight? You go and fight. They are beating them. They broke some people's hand. They take them out. They squat them down there. They took up to more than 50 people from the camp, both ladies and men. They arrested 3 volunteers, 1 lady, and two boys. The 2 boys come from Spain. The 1 lady she's from British. So they took them. They really hit people very, very, very well. They say, Hala, go. Go out of Suda. You go out of Suda. But people in the Suda, they are not the cause of the problem. You are the policeman. You're supposed to know what is going on. You understand? So they did this. They took people outside. They squat them down. After maybe like 20 minutes, they have a van come and put some half of them inside the van, took them out. After some minutes again, another van came and they put load people inside. They went with those people. Nobody know where they took them to. So everybody was calm and no noise again. No, we didn't see any fascists again. We didn't see any police again. Every place was calm. So we stay calm. Nobody sleep till in the morning. So in the morning, when people started coming, they see what happened, everything. We was complaining. The news, people that came was telling us about the news in the Greek, that they say that refugees went out to destroy people's shop, break people's shop, take their things, break their cars, this and that. But they turned the story upside down. Is a lie. Nobody go out to break. Even refugees are afraid of themselves because they was warned before that don't go out. This day, please don't go out. There's some meeting holding and those people, they don't like foreigners. And everybody listen. Nobody want to be hurt because here is not your place. Here is their place. They know here more than you. You know? So that's the news. But when people started coming to the camp to see what happened, they really know the real story, that really these people was attacked. But big stone thrown from up. Which people did throw those stones? Is it refugees? So you see the tent that was breaking, is it them that did all those things? No. So after that day, the news, the people that came to witness the incident, is them that begin to say the real story. And also the volunteers that they arrest after they release them. I heard they hold them there for 2 days or so. After they release them, they come out, they started. Is them that really witness the whole incident. Is them that begin to talk to people how everything went about, the real story, and they are the evidence. So that's why, and they are volunteers, that's why they can hear their voice. Had it been that they are refugees, people will not believe them. But they witnessed the incident. Even they say that they naked them in the station, they treat them really bad. After that day, they was afraid. The following morning, they leave this island. They went to their places. They say that they are afraid of their life. Even police want them to leave. Despite that, they will deport them, they will do them, they threaten them very well. That's why they are afraid. They went, after they came here, they left. So they are afraid of their life because of the they said because of the threatening of the police. So after that day, the following night, they came again. The fascists came again, but the police that was around, they are not the type of police that came the first day. That's why some people begin to think that those people, they are together with police. You understand? The first day. But the second day, the police that was around are friendly. So when they started to throw stone, to throw fire from the wall, so people come, they call police, so that police will see themselves that it's not refugee. And the police, they witness really that they are not, it's not refugee, that it's people that really attacking them. Because they see that night. They came again, they started throwing fire from up. Many, like 4 or 5 tents was burned. So that's why the family, people, all of them left inside the camp. They didn't want to come inside again. That's why you see those people sleeping outside there. So they are afraid to stay inside tent, to be burned inside the tent. So they rather stay in open place where they will see when fire is coming. So police, yeah. So when police was when people was calling police came. They even saw those people where they are running. So police went to the place. So at the end of the day, they didn't cut any one of them. Only them know how they are doing it because they are Greek. They are living. I think they are living around also.
So you think they are from the island?
And yeah. Some,
I don't know, imported from Athens.
I can't, but I know even if they are not, they are some of them are imported, but many of them are living in Ireland. That's what I know. And it's like some of them are living close, they are living close to the camp. Because when police go after them, they will disappear. Are they spirits? So maybe some houses are there. When they see police are approaching, they will enter inside the house and keep quiet. When police go, they come out again. Because the whole night was like drama. They are doing the drama with police. Police come, they go inside. After, when they see that the tension is little bit, maybe after 1 hour, 30 minutes, it will come again. So it happens for several hours at the end of the day. Then the police take it serious. They know that really some people are attacking the camp. So since then, you see the police van there every night. They park there, the good ones of them. Third one all night also the same thing, but not too much again. But people have tension already. People have fear in them already. So everybody in the night, everybody go out of the camp to the street to sleep. Because when you try to be inside the tent, who knows, maybe it will be your tent that they will throw fire on it. Before you know, you'll get burned for nothing. While you are trying, where you are, we are here to protect our lives. Our life is in danger. That's why we leave our places to be here, and you will be here to sleep, to calm yourself down, and you will get killed. It's done first. So the third night, it was not like really too much, but people is afraid already. The camp is not safe, especially children. When it's young people, it's a little bit okay. Though nobody, it's not good for anybody to lose his life. But children, you know. So they are afraid. When it's young person, when you hear any noise, you can get up and run easily. But when you're having 2 or 3 kids or 4 kids, so... It's not easy, but we don't have any protection here. Even sometimes there will be problem between refugees. Police will never care. They will be waiting for you after the fight. Any person that is injured, they will only call ambulance to take you and treat you, have your pain. But they will be watching you. They cannot come to stop any fight, any misunderstanding between people. Some police, they will be standing there looking at you. People injuring themselves, they cannot interfere. They will only stay there to drink coffee, smoke cigarettes, finish. Yeah, sometimes you'll be wondering, is these people are police? Why are they standing there? Why are they there for the first time? If you know you cannot do something, then why are you standing there? Go back to the station and stay, or go and do any other better job. But standing there drinking coffee, smoking, while you see people injuring others without nothing sake. Because here some people, they got aggressive. they are stressed up, they drink, they started messing up, fighting innocent people, injuring them because maybe they feel that they are strong or their population is too much, they're intimidating people, stealing people things. And police will stand and be watching them without doing nothing. The worst part of our problem here now is that no good place to sleep. And these days is getting colder, colder. And the water, you know, many times stream come with water. It's really, 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 really windy always. With water, it comes. And here it's much. And when, when it came, it's much to people that is really, it will be really cold, you know, and no better place to cover yourself. Only you stay in the tent and drinking water. We are bathing with cold water. If you inside the cold, you have to also to use cold water to bath. I don't know. It's, for me, it's not nice because someone can get sick from that. And when you mean a lot of people, you see this person go showing you his medication. Even me, everybody will have every time have to go. You'll be sick. If you go, also they will give you medication. Then why can't you save people from sick? Yeah, why can't you save them from the sick? Only okay, if you are sick, come and take medication. We'll treat you. Tomorrow when you are okay, you still get sick again. Yeah, I don't know. We are living mysteriously here. It's a mysterious. We are in mysterious life. We don't know what's come today or tomorrow. Sometimes some volunteers, they came, if they are leaving the camp, they will tell you, oh, I'm going, but I never know how the condition I will meet you tomorrow, which is right. You know, when you tell somebody, oh, bye-bye, take care of yourself, be good, you go. Maybe in the night, in the next morning, you come, you find the person in the hospital, or you see, you find out that the person lost everything he has, you know. So how do you feel? While you're in your hotel or in your house sleeping, you know. So yeah, it's really mysterious. We are living a mysterious life, you know. It's the kind of story someone will never ever forget in Chios. For me, I never see a life like this for the first time, you know. So yeah, sometimes I think if I have wing, I will fly. I will just fly away to the sky and stay. Yeah, because I have problem in my country. I leave my country for my life. I flee. Then I come to the place. I think that I will have at least little bit rest, little bit safe. Where I think I will be safe, I'm not safe also. So sometimes it's like go and commit suicide. Sometimes, yeah, you'll be sick and tired of the life, of this life. You'll be sick and tired of this life. Like, it's better you die than to be seeing all this because it's really painful. And when it's like that, it will bring in you back all the situation, all your problem, every all things that you have went through in the life, you know. It will be like, God, to leave this world, you know. So sometimes I see that human beings, They are heartless. They don't have any sympathy on each other. That's how I see it. But really, really, also there is good ones also. People, I don't know, people that is fighting or they hate refugees or foreigners. I don't think we are all human beings. We are all the same. It's true that some refugees are not behaving good, but not all of them. A hater is a killer. It's not good. You can hate somebody's character, but don't hate human being, but hate somebody's character. Hate somebody's attitude, but they'll hate human being. You know? I don't know why they are hating, because nobody knows tomorrow. So anything can happen tomorrow. Maybe they are feeling they are safe. Maybe their government is good. Their environment are all safe. They are living good life. They never know tomorrow. Syria is in trouble now. Maybe last 8 years ago, 9 years ago, Syria was living good. Nobody knows when it will start. Nobody knows how it will come. You know, nobody knows tomorrow. Anything can change at any time. You know, nobody knows. Germans are living good. They are okay. You know, there is time for everything. You know, and time can change. Change is normal in human beings' life. So we don't hate people because you feel that you are safe, you are okay, you are living a good, you are having a good life, you are better than these people. This life is very short. We are passerby. That is it.
So maybe the last question, because you speak about the volunteers before.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say it makes sense that more people are coming here, or volunteer solidarity people?
Yeah, volunteers are helpful to us. We like them. Also, many of them that is coming are good also. But some of them also are racist also. They discriminate. You understand? But as a volunteer, you don't have to discriminate anybody. You have to take everybody as one. They say this one is this, this one is this. Some like Christians, some doesn't like Christians, some like Muslims, some doesn't like Muslims. So it's not supposed to be like that. You come because these people are suffering, want to come and help them. You help them, you go. It doesn't matter, Muslim, Christian, whatever. You understand? Yeah. Also, the volunteers, they are good. We need them also around because they are helping us. Also, they are sort of our voice. Because had it been without volunteer, this incident that happened, nobody could have believed the refugees. Nobody could have speak for us because we don't have any mouth to speak. It's like sort of prisoners. So they are our lawyers. They are our advocate that's speaking for us because they are not refugees. That's why they believe them. They think they will tell them the truth. That's what I think. But refugees, maybe they will think because everybody would like to defend himself. They will not think that these people are talking to defend themselves. They see them as a neutral people. Also, the volunteers are still involved in the issue. They arrested 3 volunteers. You remember I told you. They arrested 3 volunteers. So they are the victim also.
In between.
Yeah, yeah. So it's good. Had it been that no volunteer was there, they could have not maybe believed. They will say, yes, what the police report is true. They break people's shop. And I think why police cook that thing to use it to persecute the people that they arrest from the camp so that they will pay so dearly for those destructions, you know. But at the end of the day, people came in and see the truth.
When you have interview with Yaso, they say why you come to here. I am answered him because I have a big war in my city and I want to be safe. I answered the same. We don't feel safe in Turkish, and they answered we need to wait. Maybe they say we cannot accept you in Greek. So we don't know why they need to stay a long time. People to travel or to go to another country to find a better life, a better work. We not animal. We not come to here to eat. We not come to here to sleep. We can live with in any country with all people. I need to speak the truth. A lot of people, so we not the same. We have bad people and we are good people. We just need to go to Europe to have peace life or save life. Just we need that. And they think we are bad. We need just anyone to visit us to know who we are or... We need to anyone come to live with us to know me or to know another people. Please come to visit us and check us do we change him idea or change him mind about refugee? Thank you for all the volunteer. But we need another people to come to visit us, like normal people, like the engineers, to come not to help, to check the people if we are bad or no. But now we like animal because they think we are like that. But we need to anyone visit us, they can send my story or my idea to Europe. Anyone can come to visit us and have 1 minute with all people here about 3 or 4 hours. All Europe can know who the people. All family take someone to live with him. We need to have connect with the people from Europe. If we have this, don't stay in Greek, don't stay in a problem in fire. You know what happened with Fashin, with the children. The children come to this life very pace. They don't have bad mind or bad idea. When try to fire the tent, and we have 3 children in this tent, these children, they don't have bad mind. But when the people, fashion people, try to make fire in him tent, now they have bad mind because they children, they don't know what the meaning hit or fight. The fashion here, they give these children this idea. Now they know what the meaning of Molotov. They fast, and we love these people because they don't know us. When these people know us and sit with us and know us, we can't change him mind. We need to the people know us. If they know us, they don't fight. They coming to this life not fascist. All the people from Europe, from Syria, from Afghanistan, from Lebanon, from all the country, they coming to this life without clothes. So he can't change his mind again from fascist people to normal people, or to volunteer. We have some people, very beautiful people, very good people. They try to help us. They visit us to check us. But this is not enough for us, to the people come to check us or to sit with us. We need to really help refugees. And Chios all together say thank you for fascists because they give us more energy. They give us many help to be strong. They touch us. We in the life because just the fascist thing is about the refugees and Chios. You understand me? We have 1 million fascists in the world, but we have 400 million normal people. Why just 1 million fascists think about refugees? If we have 2 million normal people, not fascists, think about refugees and Chios, we are very good because we be peace, we be safe. But we have 400 million, they don't think about refugees. But we have 1 million fascists, they think about refugees. So we love all the people, we don't hate anyone. Not we love all the people because we not bad, we are normal people. So when I am with you now, I say thank you for fascists because they think it about us. I hope if I can have people to continue my life, to don't sleep in the tent, to don't stay 3 hours in the line to have a little food. I hope I have people to travel, to continue my normal life. Because I am before have house, have car. But when I have the war, I don't have anything. I don't have clothes now, I don't have shoes. So I need to anyone in the world feel about me or to look to me like him a brother or like him children. Thank you for all volunteer come to help people in Chios. And I say thank you for all people thinking about refugees, but they cannot do anything because maybe they cannot have time or money. They have beautiful idea about us and they have beautiful heart about us.
الوضع هون اكيد يعني هو مثل مثل ما هو شايف.
The situation here like what you see now.
الوضع سيء.
The situation here is bad.
الوضع هون كلياته سيء. يعني مثل ما هو مثل ما هو عم بشوف. احنا منا متعودين على عيشة بهي. احنا كنا عايشين بسوريا افضل من هيك بكثير.
We don't before we don't like stay like that. We are in Syria we stay very good. And but here is very bad.
كل اجل لهون هو كان أمل بأوروبا بشي تاني أو فكر شي بأوروبا بشي تاني.
I'm a translator for him like I talk to you, okay?
Yeah.
He said, I'm come to Europe like I need, I will see in Europe some hope or some peace, but I didn't see anything here, anything good here.
قل له اختلفت النظرة كليا على هالشي.
And I will change my mind for this.
قل له مو عم بيحكي عنكم, رح نشكركم لأن انتوا عم تجوا عم تحسوا فينا.
I don't talk for you because thank for you because you are here and you help me. And you have idea for me? No, I take with another for another people.
قل هو هون نفسيته كتير تعبت وتوتر عم عيشه كل يوم بسبب المشاكل.
I am here is very tired and I have a lot of nervous for what happened here.
قل يعني الوضع إيش بحكي لك أكثر من هيك الوضع كله تسيب.
What I can tell you is here very very bad.
قل له إذا بضل أحكي منه لا بكرة ما أحسن عبلك على هالشيء الموجود.
I can't talk to you for from here or between tomorrow, but you can't. Understand anything because it's very bad.
قل لك النهار بيجيك مشاكل.
Every day you have fighting, you have a problem.
قل له أنا خاطرت بحياتي جيت من تركيا لأوروبا على أساس إن العيش حياة أفضل, حياة سجن كسجين.
Okay, I will come to, I will leave Turkish and I will come here just to change my life. I need to new life. To do something for myself.
يعني عن نفسي قل أنا لا بعرف أسبح ولا شيء. طلعت في البلم.
I can't swim.
خاطرت بنفسي إنه العيش حياة أفضل من العيش في تركيا. في تركيا كمان الحياة أسوأ.
You know I can't swim, but I will take care for myself and I will go to boot and I will leave Turkish for come here just to change my life, to have a new life.
قل له في تركيا كنا رح نعيشين.
In Turkish we are.
قل له فقط للشغل. Just for job.
And Turkish people, he hate the Syrian people.
يعني بيشتغلش المواطن السوري أو العامل السوري قدام العامل التركي بياخد نص الأجرة قدام العامل التركي وبيشتغل ضعف العامل التركي.
يعني العامل التركي بيشتغل ب3000 والسوري بياخد ب1000.
ياخد 1000 والسوري بيشتغل ضعف العامل التركي.
Okay. He say we have something different in Turkish like. One person from Syria, he work 12 hours for like 100 euro. But one person from Turkey, she working like 8 hours, but he will take it 500 euro in 1 month. Like different. We are stay in Turkish. I will leave Turkey just 2 years and 55 months.
قل قضاها كله بالشغل, قل له تعبت نفسيته قرر انه لاقي شيء طرف ثاني يعيش حياته لانه هو شاب في عنده حياة يعيشها.
Okay, I will stay in Turkey just for job. I didn't see anything in Turkish. I didn't see anything for my life. I'll come here just to do something for my life because I am single man and I am young. I can't do something.
هون قل له كمان هون شفنا المنظمات ما في مثل الشباب ولكن هون عندك مثل اللي نحكي على البوليس. قل له أكثر شيء شعره بتوتر هون وقت الفاشيين. قل الفاشيين كان هدفهم يعني اللاجئين والفاشيين هدفهم واحد خروج من الجزيرة. رحنا هدفنا كمان خروج من الجزيرة.
Okay. He want to tell you thanks for volunteer because you are here. You come here to help us. But I want to talk something for fascists and for us. Fascist people he need to refugees people go outside from this island. And refugees from this island, he needs the same. He need to go outside from this island because he can't stay here.
كان هدفنا واحد ورح نبسطنا لأنه هدفه مثل هدفنا يطلعونا من هون ورح كمان هدفنا نطلع.
We are just we have one goal like everybody he can go to just to leave this island.
قلنا رح الفات عنا البوليس شعرنا بالرعب والخوف أكثر وأنت شفت هالشي أكثر من الفاشيست. خلفاته على الخيام وسيضربوا
الاشخاص. When the police came here we are very afraid and scary because the police hate us and you see that everybody see that when the police hate us. Maybe the fascist people more better from the police because the police is very bad.
فلا بضل ما يساعدنا البوليس توقف ضدنا راح نشوفه.
He don't help us. No, he will hit us.
قال يعني أخذ مقدمنا اثنين إسبانيين مو عرب إسبانيين ضربوا مقدمنا هذه. قال راح نيجي نحكي عن حنا اللاجئين كنا.
The police he catch two person from Spaniel from Arab country and he hit them. Okay, what you think just for two person from Spaniel he hit them? But what you can say for refugees people, the police what he do for them?
يقول هذول عندهم حقوق يعني مثل ما بنعتبر إنه حقوق إنسانية أو أوروبية عندهم جوازات أوروبية وعندهم حقوق أوروبية صار فيهم هالشيء. أنا كمواطن ما عندي لا أوراق ولا تثبت أي شخصية عندي أوروبية.
Like
كيف أنا راح أعيش هون أو؟
Arab people like to this person from Espanol, he have passport, he have everything, he can do everything because he from Arab country. But for me, I don't have any passport, anything for myself. What I can do? I'm nothing in Europe.
توقعاتك أنت كيف راح يعامل الشخص هذا اللي عنده لا أوراق ولا يملك أي حقوق هون؟
And you're saying what you think for refugees people? He don't have any paper. He don't have anything.
هي للحياة هي يعني كحلم الشباب كلهم.
Europe from life is very dream, the sweet dream for like young people.
قلوا راح كل الشعب تغير النظرة فيهم.
But now we change my mind for Europe country.
خلاص راح نضل في الجزيرة هاي أكثر راح تتغير نظرة ونرجع لتركيا ومن تركيا نرجع سوريا نضل تحت الحرب أفضل.
We are staying this island for change my mind and I come back to Turkish and I come back to Syria for war and I will stay there maybe in Syria more better.
قل له لأنه بتعيش في كرام بتعرف حالك راح تموت ما راح تيجي هون يضربك شخص وما تحس تاخذ حقه.
Okay, but in Syria you can't do everything because this is your country, this is yourself. But here, one person you don't know him, he hate you for nothing. What you can do? When the police he coming for to hate us, we are like, what do you want? This is my home. I can't care for myself because he one person from Europe country, but I am just one refugees. What I can do for them? I talked with them. I talked with police. He said I talked with police in Greek to understand what I say. But he don't understand what I say, and he tell me something. He tell me bad word for me.
قلنا لحسن ندافع عننا ولا شو إذا كان بحسن ياخذنا للكل غرفة ما رح نحسن قل وينك.
I can't take care for my us for myself for us because he don't understand anything. He understand just how he hate you, and this his country. Like he can hate me, and he can kill me, and I can't talk to him any something.
قالوا رحنا ما جينا لهون بس مشان ننام او ناخذ اكل مجاني. قالوا رح الشعب عامل. قالوا رحنا مو جينا لهون بس مشان اكل او مشان راتب.
Okay, we come here not just for just food or sleeping or money or something like that. No, we come here just for the work, for job to do something.
قالوا حقا مالينا انا مثل انا شاب بدرس.
Like and I have a sweet dream. I won't do my dream. I won't make my dream. I'm stop my study before five years. My study for electron, for electricity. I'm stop my study in my school just for war in Syria, for what happened like ISIS, like Taliban.
قلوا أنا أتمنيت إنه يعني أجي لأوروبا لأكمل دراستي بس عم أشوف الوضع. رح أبقى إذا دروا على ألمانيا أو دولة تانية رح أبقى سنة وأكثر من سنة سنتين ثلاثة لحتى أحسن أبدأ بدراستي.
Before I hope to come to Europe just for study again for my school, like I will go to Germany or I will go to another Arab country. But now I needed 2 years to just to do say how are you, to do something.
إنه قلنا رح يخلوك بس تنام وتاكل.
In Arab country just he told let you eat and sleep.
أنا بينكون أربع شهور هاي في جزيرة أربع شهور ما عملت أي شيء ولا استفدت أي شيء غير خسرت تعب النفس.
I stay here in one island before 4 months for just nothing.
كله بس التعب الاستفادة والتوتر.
Just I nervous and I have a problem.
كل هذا الاستفادة هو.
Just I will win for this.
كله لا بعدين رح نروح لا.
And after. We will go to another country. And I need 2 years to stay.
ترجمت هالستين. قلوا بعد السنتين.
After 2 years,
بيكون صار عمره 26 سنة فضاع عمره كله.
I need to study again and my, maybe after 2 years my study with my old 26. Okay, this my old is finished. I can't do anything again.
قلنا نتمنى.
I will hope.
أن الدول الأوروبية أو الأشخاص الأوروبيين.
Europe country or people from Europe country.
أن الدول أو الشعب الأوروبي. انه يساعدنا باي شيء ويطالع العالم من جديد مو بيلي يطالع للاشخاص كلياته انا ما بحكي عن
نفسي if he can help us he don't I don't care for when he help me or not no just he help my people
كل عم نحكي الاشخاص ويطالعوا من
هالجزء. We are talk with us just for we
قلوا انت شفت لازم هالفتره القصيره اللي جيتها مو اربع شهور الفتره القصيره شفت معاناه الشعب هون كيف عم
يعانوا you are visit here and you see what happened for us you see a lot of refugees is sad and angry for the situation in Europe country. How we sleep outside, a lot of cold, a lot of rain, a lot of something like that. You see in your eyes, I can't tell you because you see. This situation, and I want to tell you thanks. Because you talk to me, and I need to, one person he talk to me. I would hope to a lot of volunteers to visit us just for to see us, to meet us, and maybe he have idea for us, good idea for us, and he talk, he can talk with his friend from Europe country who refugees.
شي فتوى او يساعدنا بشيء غير الاكل واللبس
رح أدونت
هالشي ما بنحنا بدنا
I don't want one volunteer he come just to give me clothes or to give me food no I need one person he to do and interviews me like you he understand what I say now and he can talk for that for his friend and I need one person he ask me what do you want you're okay you are safe
يسأل أطفال أطفال عندهم أحلام لسه ما درست قالوا في أطفال هون يصلوا من عدل لي 5 سنين اللي عاشوها في سوريا بين الحرب بين تركيا وجيتهم لهون قال هاي كل أحلامهم راحت لا بحسن يقروا ولا يكتبوا ولا يدرسوا
ask for don't ask me he said ask for children we have a lot of children he don't study in any school he don't he can't write Arabic or English he can't do anything because 5 years ago just for war just fighting these children what you think for them when you don't see any person who help them when children who don't study in school when one children he don't learn anything or don't study in any school what you can say after just you can say mafia one person from mafia one person he killed people just to say that like that just he will go to some bad person for myself okay I'm studying school before I can read and I can write I can do anything but for children he can't do anything because they don't study and he don't do anything for his life. Everybody have a sweet dream. Like children have a sweet dream. In this island, you know how many person from this island, from refugees? Maybe and you're saying 5,000 person?
In كل دولة تشلف شخص في ضيعة أو بمنطقة صغيرة فضاعوا كل الأشخاص.
Like just Europe country take just one person, like just put him put this person like in city or small city or small house. You didn't see any person from.
كل الأشخاص كلها تضاعت وده راح يساعد البلد إنه ما راح يروح يخربوا راح يساعدوا لأنه في أطفال راح تتعلم وراح تطلع شيء في المستقبل.
And these people they don't do anything bad from Europe country. No, these people to help Europe country before.
قلوا إحنا بنعلم أوروبا بفكر بهالشيء لأنه قالوا راح عم نعرف إنه أوروبا بدها أطفال مشان المستقبل.
مشان هلا. You know I will tell you something. I know I will think Europe she needed the children because she needed that not now maybe not now but maybe after.
قل هذا كله استفادة في المستقبل لأن مو إنه.
Because this my children is good for Europe country and Europe country know that not now but after. I come here 19 March, 20 March. Like, I have 5 hours for I can't take my police paper and I can't travel. I can't travel. But the police, he said, no, stay outside from Vial. When the time, 12 o'clock and 30, he said, okay, you can't go inside. But we told him why. We have 5 hours for, before we have 5 hours, and we can't, everybody, he can't take his police paper. He said, this is not your business. And cheer up. Okay, when we'll go to Vial, we stay there just 10 days, and some fighting from Afghan people and police and Syrian people. And the police, he don't do anything. The police, we talk with police, we tell him, man, we have fucking a lot of fighting here. You need to help. After that, another day, we will go outside from Vial, we will go to Bourg. We stay in the Bourg just 1 week. We have fascist people, he will do something bad for us, and the police, he helped fascist people before. Like, he said, what are you doing in my country? What do you do? This is not your country, you are just refugees. We don't want to see you in Europe. This is not your country, don't come here. They say something bad for us, fascist people. And the police, he helped them. And one person from fascist, he have bombing, and he will fall down for us. For one girl and her mother. We will go out. We will go outside from the work. We will go to another camp. His name Tebethe. We stay there. We stay there just 5 months. And the police again. He say go outside in this camp. Everybody he will stay in Suda. But I will tell you for this month. This month we don't eat any food, man. We eat just soup for, I don't know, some organization from Korean. Just he will give you soup and salad. And sometimes the police he tell them no, you can't go inside. Don't give him anything. He tell them just these animals, not people. We tell them why. Why you do that, something like that? He say, this is not your business. And he catch me and he hate me. The police, he hate me. Another day, when before 2 weeks, the fascist people will come to hate us again. But not like before. Now very dangerous. I don't know how many person from police station outside, but they don't do anything. Just he help them. And I have photo for that. And I have before some videos, but the police, he catch my phone, he catch me, and he will take it my video, will take it my phone, and he delete everything, and he hate me. Then, what are you doing? Why you do something like that? Because he say, the fascist people, this is his country, this is not your country. He say, I can't do anything, I can't do something, because he all right. Then, what? What you do? What you say for me? Then, let me go back to your camp. And a lot of people from this camp, like family, will go outside because we have a 3 tent. Firing will finish. And another small tent, you know, some stone or some rock fell down for this tent. We have 5 person in hospital now. Between now we have people in hospital because some rock in his face, some rock in his hand. Something bad here. Man, and I will tell you something. The police, he can't go inside. Just when he don't see any volunteer or any person, he help him. Like, we have a volunteer here to help us, but when the police, he don't see any volunteer, he go inside and he will catch people and he will hate people. The police, a lot of time he hate me and he hate another friend for me. We will talk with one girl from police. I tell her, I will see one person from this, for another house, he will take it, some bombing, and he will fall down for us. When she will go and she will come back, she tell me, okay, yes, this person have bombing, but I tell him, please don't do anything like this again. And he tell me, he promised me he don't do anything bad. Tell him, he promised you, you need to catch him. Don't you, he promise you. She said, this is not my business. I am just one woman translator for what you say. Tell her, no, you are from police station. She tell me, yeah, I'm from police station, but I can't do anything. Everybody, he tell you, the police, he help fascist people. Why? Because he tell you, now we have another camp, we have a new camp, 20 kilometers. The police want to put this people and another camp because they don't want to stay people is here. Okay, I will tell you something. I know maybe we have some people is bad, but not all of the my people is bad. We are stay here two weeks to respect people from Greece. But when we stay here 2 weeks to respect the people from fascist people, I don't say Greece people, fascist people, they don't respect us. Before 2-3 days, I will go to help one person, he my friend. When we'll go to ambulance, he said, one person from ambulance, he said, what are you doing in my country? The fascist people is good, but you are not good. What are you saying? Why you say like that? Because he said, because you are refugees. something very bad here. Man, I will tell you another story. One person from security, he tell me, I want to ask you, in Syria, you have TV? In Syria, you have a toilet? What you can do, say for these fucking stupid people? Well, I tell him, man, we come outside from Syria just for war. Because we have fighting, we have something bad in Syria. But in Syria, we have a lot of something good. He said, okay, you have a lot of something good in Syria. Go back to your country. Don't stay here. Man, everybody say something bad for us. Man, and maybe you know, if you know this organization, IOS, IASO. I don't know how she do, what she do. Everybody have a problem, should accept these people. And like anybody like me, single man, I don't have anybody in Europe country, and I can't help. He say, no, stay here. Or come back to Turkish. When I tell them I want to come back to Turkish, he say, no, you can't stay in Turkish. Tell them why. Because he tell me, a lot of mafia, a lot of something bad in Turkish, and we have mafia there. Tell them, okay, I can't stay here and I can't come back to Turkey. What I can do? He tell me, just wait. You wait for what? I don't know, but just wait. I want to leave this country now. I don't want to stay in Greece anymore. But I can't. I have a lot of friends here, like my family. I don't want to see one person for my family, he have something bad. Because when I will tell you something, for Syrian people, like I'm from Syria, everybody from Syria, he respect, he have a lot of respect. But like, come Suda, like my house now, because I live here. Okay, I'm here 8 months, but I'm not strong like before, but I am fully strong because I have family here. I have a lot of people friend for me, and I need to care for these people. Everybody who want care for his friend, understand what I mean. Not everybody want go to German or another country. No, we need just some peace and some life. And listen to me, I'm speaking English now. You know why I'm learning English? For myself, because I need to help my people. Because we don't have any lawyer outside, we don't have any translator outside, we don't have anything outside. Yeah, sometimes we make fire. You know why? Because everybody he knows the UN is fucking bad. The UN here working for money. He don't care for you. We are here. I stay here in Suda 1 week, 7 days. We don't have any water, any electricity. The UN, when he will do something good, he wait 3 months for to do something good again. But this 3 months, he will kill you. Really, he will kill you. You don't have anything here. Really, you don't have anything.
2 days ago, there was this demonstration in Hios yeah, City.
Yeah.
You saw it?
Yeah. For help us. 50 person to help us. You know why? Because this 50 person, he working from here. 50 person, he helped this camp. And everybody from this 50 person, you know, we are good people. We're not animals. He come here, before he stay here just for give us clothes. But when he come here, when he will go inside, when he will meet us, he say, he's sleeping here. All the time he sleep here because he say, Soda my home. I don't care for Greece. Okay, this 50 person, he know we are respect them. But fascist people, he don't know we are respect them or not. Because he don't go inside, he don't meet us. Just he listen, okay, refugees is bad. I needed to speak with one person from fascist. I tell him, why you hate us? When he tell me why he hate us, I understand him. But when he not understand what he hate us, I can do something for him to understand we not bad people. Don't care for single man. Don't care for anything. Just care for children. Just care for old people. Because the children from Syria, he wake up for fire. He wake up just for fighting, for ISIS, for bad people. He come here just for peace. And he needed to see himself in some peace. He need life. But like me, I am single man. Okay, I am young. I don't care for myself. Maybe I can't come back to Turkish. I can't come back to Syria. I can't do anything. I will tell you something for Suda. Just 400 maybe, or no, 300 single man like me, but 1,100 just kids and old people. You know, this is the problem. One person from Europe, he come to see us, when he will meet us, he will change his mind. For this, I will hope to everybody, not everybody, but I will hope to everybody he love, just a little love for the refugees, he come here just to change his mind to love him more. You understand what I mean? But like fascist people, he not understand anything, and he liked that. He loved his mind because he not understand.
Temetinitus.org